from tapes, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2016 Spring Camp Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday afternoon, March the 26th, 2016. Colonel Williams is the speaker of this service, teaching on the Gregorian and Hebrew calendar.
It's my pleasure to introduce Brother Williams and come up and pray for you.
Hello and God bless. How many of you have been blessed so far? By the speakers? And the power of the Holy Spirit has been manifested at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp. Come on, I've been excited. Give the Lord a prayer. Giving honor to God, who's the head of all our lives, and to His Son Jesus, His Son Yeshua HaMashiach, to His precious Son Jesus, and to the Holy Spirit. We thank God for Brother Merrill and Patty and Kevin, other staff members who are strongly moving in the ministry of health and being servants. And we thank God for all the fivefold ministry gifts that we see here today. And many of you have traveled long distances to be part of Lake Hamilton Bible Camp. And we want you to know that we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I tell you what, I'm excited about what God is doing. Is that right?
Amen.
You know, there's a scripture in Proverbs chapter 4 that says, verse 7, and it says, wisdom is the principal thing, but in all that getting, get understanding. Is that right?
That's right.
Wisdom is the principal thing, but in all that getting, get understanding. I thank God for the ministry of deliverance. He got started, Jesus directed it in my life back in 1990 when I went to Pastor Win Worley's church in Hammond, Indiana. And I was able to see this huge man commanding demons all over the congregation. And I began to see some of these spirits talking back at him and cursing at him. And I said, oh my goodness, is this what deliverance is all about? Amen?
Yeah.
But how many of you know that Jesus has promised that we will do greater works? Is that right? Greater works in these end times. Amen. Let us pray, please. Blessed Holy Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we pray for revelation, we pray for wisdom, we pray for understanding, and Father, we pray that there will be an impartation among the saints of God, and we pray, Father, that there will be, that you, Father, will move upon their hearts with a better understanding of your destiny and your purposes in these earth, in these end times. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to talk to you about the Gregorian calendar and the Hebrew calendar. Gregorian is not a big word, G-R-E-G-R-G-O-R-I-A-N, Gregorian calendar, and the Hebrew calendar. One of those calendars is pagan, and the other can be prophetic. Turn to the book of Exodus, chapter 23. Let's look at verse 13, please. The book of Exodus, chapter 23. Let's look at verse 13, please. In the book of Exodus, chapter 23, verse 13, the Bible says, and in all things that I have said to you, be circumspect. Make no mention of the names of other gods, neither let it be heard out of thy mouth. Does everybody see that passage of scripture? The Lord commanded Israel to make no mention of the names of other gods or goddesses. Neither let their names be heard out of thy mouth. I looked up the word circumspect, and in the Hebrew it means shamar. And what shamar means is to keep a guard over your mouth. Israel, watch your mouth. Israel, observe your mouth. Israel, be circumspect in speaking or mentioning the names of other gods. Israel, protect your mouth. Shamar, Hebrew. And last but not least, Israel, beware of what you say out of your mouth. And when I read that scripture, I came under much conviction myself. Amen?
Yeah.
In Malachi chapter 3, verse 6, that's Malachi chapter 3, verse 6, the Lord says, I change not. Let me say that again. The Lord says, I change not. And that word change comes from the Hebrew word shana, which means to change or to alter. I believe that that command is applicable to the 21st century that we live in today. How many of you believe that?
Amen.
America mentions the names of gods and goddesses on a daily basis. And let me say that again. Our beloved nation that we love so well, it mentions the name of gods and goddesses on a daily basis. And in many areas, she's not circumspect. I want to talk to you about, first, the Gregorian calendar. Now, many of you might say, well, what is the Gregorian calendar? The Gregorian calendar is America's 12-month calendar. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. The Gregorian calendar is also called a Western calendar, a civil calendar, and it's also called a Christian calendar. And this is the month that we run our lives on a daily, a weekly, calendar monthly basis. The Gregorian calendar is a solar calendar in units at times of from 365 to 366 days a year. The Gregorian calendar has Roman Catholic pagan connections. And let me say that again because I want you to get this. The Gregorian calendar has Roman Catholic pagan connections. Why is this so? Because the Gregorian calendar is named after Pope Gregory III, who introduced this calendar in February of 1852. The Gregorian calendar surrounds itself with polytheism. First of all, what is the definition for polytheism? Polytheism is the worship or the belief of multiple deities, of multiple gods. It is a pantheon of gods and goddesses along with their religious and their ritual rites. In other words, let me bring a little basic here. Our present day calendar is full of gods and goddesses, an emperor and a dictator, Julius Caesar and Octavius Caesar, and history revealed that the Roman Catholic Church had a lot to do with the transformation of the Gregorian calendar. Amen? And it was reformed by the Pope to celebrate Easter. Once again, I love Proverbs 4, chapter 4, verse 7. Wisdom is the principal thing, but in all that getting, get what?
Understanding.
Get understanding. Okay. Now, the Gregorian calendar, let's look at the month of January. The first month of January on the Gregorian calendar has 31 days. January is named after the pagan god of Rome, Janus. And let me say that again. The month of January is named after the pagan god of Rome by the name of Janus. Janus is the god of portals. Janus was the god of doors and gates. Janus had two faces. Had a face in the front and a face in the back. In other words, she can look forward and she can also do what? Look backwards. Is that right? Now, during the month of January, there are many satanic rituals done. There are many prayers to open demonic doors and to open demonic gates. Turn with me to Psalm chapter 24. Let's look at verse 7 and 8, please. Psalm chapter 24. Let's look at verses 7 and 8. And I want you to know that Jesus Christ, amen, our Lord and Savior, is the opener of doors and gates. In verse 7 it says, "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in." Verse 8 says, who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord in battle. So January, again, is a time of opening and closing doors and gates. And many of you intercessors who are moving in deliverance, you understand that there's intense spiritual warfare during that month. Amen. I marvel many times, and I know that people don't know, and I don't make a mockery or try to condemn anyone. But I marvel at times when people say, and there's nothing wrong, maybe we grew up like that. My New Year's resolution or my Janus or my January resolution is to do this or to do that. And I've had people say, well, my horoscope, my astrological sign is per se. But you're making a connection with Janus or January. How many of you understand what we're saying?
Yes.
All right. I looked up January in Phoenician demonology, and I found something that Belial is the ruler spirit over January, or over Janus. And Belial, the demon of ungodliness, wickedness, destruction, and what? Lawlessness. Turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 1. The book of 1 Samuel chapter 1. Let's look at verse 16, please. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 16. The Bible says, count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial. For out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken. So if anything that's connected with Belial has to do with ungodliness, has to do with wickedness of the worst kind. Okay? The second month on the Gregorian calendar is the month of February. It runs from 28 to 29 days. Amen? February is named after the Roman god Februa. Let me get my pronunciations correct. Februa. And Februa is the god of the dead. It is also a Roman festival of purification to remove uncleanness by worshiping a deity or by worshiping a god. February, who many of us know as Valentine's Day, has a connection with Lupercalia. Lupercalia is connected with lycanthropy, lupus, or werewolves. So February, even though we celebrate Cupid, the little lust spirit with the bow and arrow with the wings, amen, it also had Roman festival rites in the area of Lupercalia, or werewolf in Israel. I remember in Mexico, there's a word called Nahual, N-A-Q-U-A-L. And Nahualism is shape-shifting. And I remember many of the people tell me that there are witches and warlocks, there are sorcerers who have sold their soul to the devil who can shapeshift. Or they can shapeshift into wolves or into jaguars. I used to stand back and say, it sounds like the Sci-Fi Channel, but I don't say that anymore compared to some of the things that we witness in the ministry. Yeah. Amen? So, if you don't believe that in the spirit realm there are werewolves and they are only on Sci-Fi, pray about it. Okay? All right. Here's one. During the month of February, there's a word called Lupa. And Lupa was a she-wolf that breastfed babies for the month of February. So the Lupercalia festivities, the Valentine's Day, the Cupid mythology, all this is connected with paganism for the month of February. Turn to Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 2, please. Once again, that's the book of Jeremiah chapter 10. Let's look at verse 2. In Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 2, thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are what? Dismayed at them. God does not want us to learn the ways of the heathen. Many of us don't realize that the Gregorian calendar is full of satanic human and animal sacrifices, satanic festivals, satanic rites. And many of us don't realize it is a strong time for many witches and warlocks and New Agers and Wiccans to cast tremendous spells and hexes and janks and even send fiery darts among believers. Okay? In Phoenician demonology, I looked up the month of February and it fell upon the Leviathan. And we know that it is a ruler spirit for the month of February, and Leviathan represents chaos in the waters. Is that Job chapter, what is that? 40? Thank you, Sophie Collins. Is it verse 41?
I'm not sure about that.
Okay. In verse 41, it says that he is king of the children of pride. Mm-hmm. So the spirit of Leviathan, which is a marine spirit, rules over pride, mm-hmm. haughtiness, arrogance, attention getting, egocentric. Well, how many of you are with me on that? Is that right? So according to Phoenician demonology, this is the spirit that runs it even on those days. Alright. Let's move to the third month on the Gregorian calendar, which is the month of March. There's 31 days in this month. Mars, the month of March, correction, is named after Mars. Mars was the Roman god of war. And there were many Roman festivals that were held in the month of March. And it has been said that Mars, or March, was the only god of war that even a believer should only recognize. Now, isn't that sad? Turn with me to Exodus chapter 15, verse 3. The book of Exodus chapter 15, verse 3. In Exodus chapter 15, verse 3, the Bible says, the Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Our God is a man of war, and the Lord is his what? Is his name. Turn to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32. Let's look at the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32. Let's look at verse 39. In Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 39, the Bible says, God gives us a characteristic about himself. He says, see now that I am he, and there is no God with me. Now look what our God says about himself. I kill, I make alive, I wound, and I heal, neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. We serve a mighty God. We serve an awesome God. And I'm reminded as I get older, and many of you, we have known his mercy, we have known his love, but we have not known his wrath. Amen? All right, let's continue to move on. And for Phoenician demonology, the month of March falls under the rule of spirits of just Satan himself for that month. Let's go to the fourth month on the Gregorian calendar, which runs for a total of 30 days. April is the fourth month, and it is Latin for Aprilis or Aprilis. Aprilis or Aprilis. And it believed in this month that the earth opens up and plants begin to grow. April or Aprilis has a connection with the goddess Aphrodite. Aphrodite has a connection with aphrodisiac, and many of you know what an aphrodisiac is. Is that right? All right. Aphrodite was the goddess of love and beauty and pleasure. She was a female goddess, and in some other regions of other countries, she is also a marine spirit. Because in many deliverance ministries overseas, especially in Nigeria, they are always confronting the queen Aphrodite that comes from the waters. The Bible tells us in Revelation 12, woe unto the inhabitants of the earth and sea, because the devil have come down having great wrath because he knoweth his time is short, which means that Satan's activities don't only extend to the earth, but it also extends to what? The waters. Is that right? All right. And as I continue to go forth in understanding the Gregorian calendar, let's keep Jesus Christ as the center of gravity. Amen? Amen. All right. Let's move on. The Aphrodite was in the area of the church at Corinth. Aphrodite was known to influence the church in those regions. Many of you who study about Corinth, they had the gifts of the Spirit, 1 Corinthians 12, but Paul was constantly rebuking them about sexual sin. And the demonic influence in that region of Corinth was Aphrodite, the goddess of the female goddess of love, a marine spirit. Is it possible for a church to move in the gifts of the Spirit and be bound by sexual pleasures and sexual sins? Yes. Aphrodite is known to influence that area with temple prostitution, religious prostitution, and sexual rituals. All right? Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Let's look at verses 9 and 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Let's look at verses 9 and 10. The Bible says in verse 9, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither a fornicator, nor an idolater, nor adulterer, nor an effeminate person, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. Look at verse 10. Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Is everybody with me? According to Phoenician demonology, the ruler spirit for that month of April is Belphegor. And it is a demon of laziness and spiritual apathy and a lack of emotion or a lack of interest in the things of the Spirit of God. Let's move to the fifth month on the Gregorian calendar. The fifth month on the Gregorian calendar that our nation abides by, which is full of pagan gods and goddesses and satanic rituals, human and animal sacrifices, is May, the month of May, which comes from the Greek goddess Maya, M-A-I-A, Maya, which runs for 31 days. The ancient Romans celebrated her as a goddess of fertility, and Maya had the pagan capability to produce what they believed to be babies. How many of you with me here? Is that right? And many of us were born on certain Gregorian calendar months. In Phoenician demonology, I did some more research, and I found out that for the month of May had to do with Lucifer, the light bearer or the bearer of light. Okay? Let's move to the sixth month on the Gregorian calendar. The sixth month on the Gregorian calendar is June, 30 days in that month. And it comes from the Roman god Juno, which is the goddess of marriage. Isn't it amazing that many people get married on the month of June or Juno? Is that right? Isn't that amazing? I hear people say, we're going to get married, we're going to have a wedding on the beach in June. All right. The goddess of marriage and well-being of women. Juno or June has a connection with the Queen of Heaven or the Mighty Ones. June or Juno in Latin is the wife of Jupiter, which is one of the Roman gods of mythology. Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 7. Let's look at verses 18 and 20, please. The book of Jeremiah chapter 7. Let's look at verses 18 and 20. In verse 18 of Jeremiah chapter 7, the Bible says, the children gather wood, and the fathers kindle a fire, and the women knead their dough to make cakes to the Queen of Heaven. In Latin America, many call her the Virgin Mary, the Mother Goddess Spirit. Or they call her the Queen of Heaven. And I've heard many people say that in Latin America. And to pour out drink offerings unto other gods, that they provoke me to anger. Look at verse 19 closely. Do they provoke me to anger, saith the Lord? Do they not provoke themselves to the confusion of their own faces? God hates idolatry. Is that right? God's wrath, God's judgment will fall on those who are idolaters. In Phoenician demonology, the ruling spirit for that month is Baal Berith. And I looked up Baal Berith and I wanted to find it in the Bible. Turn to the book of Judges, chapter 9. The book of Judges, once again, chapter 9. Let's look at verse 46. In verse 46, it says, when all the men of the tower of Shechem heard that, they entered into a hole of the house of the god Berith. There he is. Baal Berith. All right? All right. So, Juno has a connection with Baal Berith. All right. Let's go into the seventh month on the Gregorian calendar. The seventh month on the Gregorian calendar is named after Julius Caesar. And it was named that in recognition of his birthday. Happy birthday, Julius. Julius Caesar also helped to bring reformation, bring reforms. He was a Roman statesman, a general, and he was a dictator. Okay? And here's the unholy part. He was worshipped as a god. Okay? Turn to Proverbs chapter 29, please. Wisdom is the principal thing, but in all that getting, get what? Look at Proverbs chapter 29, please. Let's look at verse 2. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. Let's look at verse 12. If a ruler or a leader hearken to lies, all his servants will be wicked. Now that's powerful. In Phoenician demonology, I looked up the ruler spirit for that month, of July, is Beelzebub. Now, this is the calendar month of Gregorian that we run our lives on a daily basis, and it's inundated with gods and goddesses, demonic entities, evil spirits, satanic ritual sacrifices. Beelzebub is the ruler spirit of the month of July, Lord of the Flies, and many of you know the Holy Scripture, the Prince of Devils. Beelzebub deals with jealousy, murder, false gifts, gluttony, and war. How many of you remember the scripture in Luke 11, verse 19 and 20, when they're accusing Jesus of casting out devils by Beelzebub, by the Prince of Devils? Okay? All right, let's move to the eighth month on the Gregorian calendar. Okay? August is the eighth month on the Gregorian calendar. August takes its name from Emperor Caesar Augustus Octavius. Emperor Caesar Augustus Octavius. In Phoenician demonology, the ruler spirit for the month of August is Ashtaroth. Is that right? Ashtaroth. Let's look and see if we can find something on it in Scripture. You know, we test everything with the Word of God. Is that right? 1 Samuel chapter 7. Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 7. And let's keep Jesus Christ as the center of the circle. Wisdom, Proverbs 4 and 7. Wisdom is the principal thing, but in all that getting, get that again. 1 Samuel chapter 7. Let's look at verses 3 and 4. And verse 3, Samuel spake unto all the house of Israel, saying, if you do return to the Lord with all your hearts, put away the strange gods and Ashtaroth from among you, and prepare your hearts unto the Lord, and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. Verse 4, then the children of Israel, they put away Balaam and Ashtaroth, and what did they do? They served the Lord. Let's move into the ninth month on the Gregorian calendar. September is the ninth month on the Gregorian calendar, and all I was able to find was the Latin word for September is septem, which means the number seven. And many of you know in Hebraic numbers, the number seven means completion. Is that correct? Sorry. Amen. Okay. So September is the ninth month of the Gregorian calendar. I also found something very interesting. I found the word Tammuz. And in one area of research, it said it was connected with a demon associated with hell. But when I looked in Ezekiel chapter 8, verse 14, I find something totally different. Turn to the book of Ezekiel chapter 8. Let's look at verse 14, please. Ezekiel chapter 8. Let's look at verse 14. Then he brought me to the door of the gate of the Lord's house, which was toward the north, and behold, there sat women weeping for Tammuz. Tammuz has a connection with worshipers of the sun, or sun worship. Worshipers of the sun are what? Sun worship. Now, let's move to the 10th month on the Gregorian calendar. And the 10th month is October. And the Latin word for October is octo. Octo. And it means the number eight. Okay? In Phoenician demonology, I found out that Baal again was the ruler spirit of the month of October. Child sacrifice, self-mutilation, suicide, rape, dominating the members of the household or the church. That's how that spirit operates. Okay? Write this down, 2 Chronicles chapter 23, verse 17. 2 Chronicles chapter 23, verse 17. Just write it down and we're going to move right along. In the 11th month on the Gregorian calendar is November. And the Latin word for November is novum, which means ninth. Okay? The Latin word for November is ninth. And I looked again in Phoenician demonology, and I found the ruler spirit is Osmodeus for the month of November. And many of you know who are in the liver that Osmodeus is a marriage breaking spirit. Is that right? Ungodly marriages, miscarriages, abortions, and it has a connection with Lesbos, which means lesbianism, Lesbos, homosexuality, and even quarreling. In Jewish or in Hebraic demonology is Osmodeus or Asmodeus, and they always turn up on the computer has a marriage breaking spirit designed by Satan to destroy the marriage relationship, and it will also work in the house of the Lord and in a normal household to destroy the unity among members. Okay? Alright. Let's go to the 12th month. on the Gregorian calendar. The 12th month is December. December comes from the Latin word decem or decem, and all it means is the number 10. And let me say that again. The 12th month is December, and it comes from the Latin word decem, decem, meaning the number 10. In Phoenician demonology, Moloch, and many of you are familiar with Moloch, who were in the deliverance ministry. Moloch is a ruler spirit over the month of December, child sacrifice, abortions, kidnapping, idolatry, and even blood. Every time I think about kidnapping, I always think about when my wife and I were in Cuautla, Mexico, and we were getting ready to go into the service, and a car pulled up and just kidnapped the child right there in front of the church, snatched the little baby up and sped off with the baby. There were about 3 men in the car. And I remember the church coming together and said, let's pray, let's pray. And we came into the little church and we began to pray that those kidnappers would be brought to justice. And the last word that I got was that the baby was found. Yeah. Amen. Oh, just that. Just give Jesus a praise, even though it happened. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, my God. Turn to Leviticus chapter 18. Let's look at verses 21. Leviticus chapter 18. Let's look at verse 21. And thou shalt not let any of thy seed pass through the fire to Moloch. There he is. Neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God. I am the Lord. Look at Leviticus chapter 20, verse 5 and 6. Verse 5, it says, then I will set my face against that man and against his family and will cut him off, and all that go whoring after him to commit whoredom with Moloch from among their people. Look at verse 6 closely. And the soul that turneth after such that hath familiar spirits and after wizards to go whoring after them, I will even set my face against that soul and will cut him off from among our people. I remember a woman who had lost her mind. Was losing her mind, was in the hospital, and they said that the cousin said that she was losing her mind. So I said, ask her if she ever went to see a witch, a warlock, a psychic medium, fortune teller, soothsayer, and she said she used to go to see a soothsayer all the time. And when she renounced that and repented of that, the doctors were amazed because her mind was restored. So I have learned that there's a connection with insanity and going to see witches and going to see warlocks and going to see psychics. I have also learned, hello saints of God, from the scripture that when King Saul went to see the witch of Endor, God would not speak to him anymore by Urim or Thummim or even by dreams and visions. So I want to say, and I really said that in my heart, if you're playing games with the psychics or the fortune tellers or the tarot cards or the tea leaves, hello, saints, it's time to repent. I remember after the military, I was bound in a ministry that used to read tarot. They had us reading tarot cards, burning incense, putting the magistrate judge's name down on a piece of paper, and walking the judge under your feet. Burning ashes with people and invoking spirits, and I was just as deceived as I could be because I thought Jesus was in that church. Thank God for awareness. Thank God for deliverance. Hear me, saints. And if some of you are bound in those areas, it's time that you get out of it now. Okay? All right. We looked at the Gregorian calendar, and all we have seen was what? Gods and goddesses. All we have seen was an emperor and a dictator. All we have witnessed was what? The numbers. Is that 7? And the number, is that 8? October. Why would we want to govern our lives with a calendar that's full of whirlwinds, lycanthropy, lupercalia? Why would we want to govern our lives with a calendar that's full of human and animal, child sacrifice, abortions, satanic rituals, decapitation, mutilations? Here's what I want to say to you before I go any further. I'm not going to be able to cover everything on the Hebrew calendar. But I will say to you, I want to be able to start a fire. Well, you will be able to do your research on your own time. I'm going to strike a match. Hey, amen. I don't think we're going to need Smokey Bear. Only you can prevent forest fire. But we want to start a fire. So some of you can say, what I heard at Lake Hamilton has given me some insight to do my own research. Now, let's move on into the Hebrew calendar. And I'm not going to be able to cover everything, but I do want to start a fire. First of all, if you haven't heard anything about the Jewish Kabbalah, stay away from it. Listen to this definition. A medieval Jewish mysticism marked by a belief in creation through emanation, liberation, and a cipher, an arithmetic method of interpreting. Kabbalah is an occult perversion of Judaism. Many people automatically falsely judge and condemn the Jewish people for the Kabbalah. But yes, the Kabbalah can be full of errors and mysticism and the occult, which many Jewish people are turning away from and are found not to practice in many areas. Okay? All right. Let's go. Let's give you some of the names of the Hebrew calendars. The month of Nisan runs from March to April, which is 30 days. Every Hebrew month is connected with one of the 12 tribes. And I want everybody to get this, please. Every Hebrew month on the Hebrew calendar is connected with what? One of the 12 tribes. We're in the month of Nisan, which runs from March to April, and the tribe that's connected with the month of Nisan on the Hebrew calendar is the tribe of Judah. The month of Ayah runs from April to May, which is 29 days, is connected with the tribe of Issachar. The month of Sivan, which runs from May to June, 30 days, is connected with the tribe of Zebulun. The month of Tammuz, which we corrected that according to Scripture, it's a different definition, a different meaning. It runs from June to July, is connected with the tribe of Reuben. Okay? The month of Av, which runs from July to August, 30 days, is connected with the tribe of Simeon. The month of Elul runs from August to September, 29 days, is connected with the tribe of Gad. I'm just reading all of them to you. I'm not going to go in depth with all of them, just the one for this month. The month of Tishrei runs from September to October, 30 days, is connected with the tribe of Benjamin. The month of Cheshvan, October to November, 29 to 30 days, is connected with the tribe of Manasseh. I'm saying this for the tape, okay? The month of Kislev runs from November to December, 30 to 29 days, connected with the tribe of Benjamin. The month of Tevet, December, January, 29 days, the tribe of Dan. The month of Shavuot, January to February, 30 days, the month of Asher. And the month of Adar, February to March, 29 days, is connected with the tribe of what? Naphtali. Okay. Now, in the biblical month of Nisan, we will find, I'll tell you what, turn with me to 2 Samuel chapter 11. Let me move here so I can explain myself a little better. Turn to 2 Samuel chapter 11, please. Let's look at verse 1. In 2 Samuel chapter 11, verse 1, it says, and it came to pass after the year was expired, at the time when the king go forth to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him, and all Israel, and they destroyed the children of Ammon and besieged Rabbah, but David tarried still at Jerusalem. In Hebraic thought, the month of Nisan is a time when kings go to war. Is that right? It was a time when what? Kings go to war. When David should have been celebrating the Passover, or the Passover feast, David was doing something else. He was committing adultery. In Hebraic thought, the month of Nisan, which is connected with the tribe of Judah, is a time when you go into warfare, but in Hebraic thought, it's a time that you pray against sexual sins. That you pray that you won't be tempted by fornication, by adultery, about incest, about any type of lust. It is a time that you guard your heart. Each month carries a different cycle. Each month carries a different blessing. Each month carries a different prophetic time of praying and fasting. How many of you are with me here? I'm not going to be able to cover it all. Cover it all. So it is a time cycle in the month of Nisan that we pray and that we fast, that we war in the spirit, because it is a time when the king goes to do what? Or to go into war and to guard against sexual sin and false temptations of the heart. How many of you are with me here?
Amen.
All right? It's a time of prayer and fasting to cleanse our temples of any unbelief in Hebraic thought. Old religious thinking need to be removed. It's a time that we ask God for forgiveness and that God will change our mindsets. Now, I don't see anything complicated about in the Hebrew calendar that type of participation compared to the pagan months and the pagan cycles of the Gregorian calendar. The month of Nisan is connected with the tribe of Judah, and Judah means praise. It is a time cycle that you do what? You step into the dimension of praise and worship. And that's powerful.
Amen.
Is that right? Turn with me to the book of Judges, chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. The book of Judges, chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Okay? Now, after the death of Joshua, it came to pass that the children of Israel asked the Lord, saying, "Who shall go up for us against the Canaanites first to fight against them?" Look at verse 2 closely. And the Lord said, "Judah shall go up. Judah shall go up. Judah shall go up. Behold, I have delivered the land into thine hand." Judah not only means praise, but the tribe of Judah was the first to fight. They were the first to war. They were the Marines. They were the first to hit the beach. Is that right?
Amen.
So it is a time, it's always a cycle between March and April of warfare, and it's a time of intense praise and intense worship. I've met people who in their homes, who blow the shofar in their homes, who praise God in their homes, who fast and pray in their homes, and I've witnessed a tremendous deliverance of salvation and healing, even in the area of provision, and even in the area of deliverance for their families. Isn't this great compared to the time of the pagan calendar? When you can fast and you can pray and you can seek God in the areas of certain cycle months and times of testing. It is a time, the month of Nisan, of the feast of the Passover. It is a time that you apply the blood of Jesus in prayer. It is a time that you claim the blood of the Passover lamb. It is a time that you war. Oh, this is good. You war with the blood
Hallelujah.
Of the nail-scarred hands of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The month of Nisan is a time of redemption. And I'm speaking from the Hebraic calendar. It's a time that you realize about your salvation. It's time to be redeemed. Hello, saints. It's time that you search your hearts and you ask the Lord, "Where is my shortcomings? Shine the Holy Spirit upon my temple. Put a light on my heart. Show me where I'm in error. Show me that which is not pleasing to your heart. Show me the words that I say, God, that there stinks in your nostrils, or the actions or the activities of my life." Lord, this is the time of the Passover that we're stepping into. Let's apply the blood into every situation. When you look at the Gregorian calendar, what do you see? It's a time of the Easter Bunny, an egg-laying rabbit. I never met a rabbit that laid golden eggs, unless he's a hybrid rabbit, unless he's part chicken, a rooster, and part rabbit. Oh, my God. Hello, saints. We've been deceived. We've been deceived. Pope Gregory XIII. Listen, he reformed the Gregorian calendar so we could celebrate Easter, the Easter Bunny. And many churches are so bound in so many areas that they're preaching Easter and hiding the little Easter egg, the blue egg, the red egg, the white egg, hello, outside on the church ground. And the little kiddies are just running my Easter egg. Yeah. Well, brother, I'm just going to stay with my Gregorian calendar, and I'm not interested in trying to transition to the Hebrew calendar. Mm-hmm. God bless you. I'm just a messenger. I'm just a watchman. Is that right? And I even told you, I'm going to start a fire, but it's up to you to do your own research. Give the Lord a praise. Amen. It's a time of possession. It's a time of deliverance. It's a time of redemption. And it's a time of vision. How many of you know that many of you belong to churches? If you don't be part of that vision, you're going to have a division. Is that right? You're going to have to get the vision of the ministry. You're going to have to get the vision of the church. Is that right? You're going to have to get it so you can be what? In alignment, and that you can be in unity. All right. Let's go over that again. It didn't take me long to say what I had to say. I'm going to bring it to a close because I'm leaving you to do your homework. Okay? The month of Nisan is connected with the tribe of Judah. Each month on the Hebrew calendar is connected with one of the 12 tribes. All right? Okay? It is a time of the Feast of the Passover. Is that right? When you prepare for the Feast of Passover, it is a time when kings are supposed to go to war, or the leadership is supposed to go to war. It's a time cycle where you move into salvation, you move into healing, you move into deliverance. And it's like that word that I love called soteria. Okay? It is a time cycle, and I miss this, where you fast and pray, and I miss this, that your family members will submit to the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Oh, can I miss that? It is a time of prayer and fasting in the Hebraic thought, where you pray against any type of sexual perversion or sexual sin, because it was in the month of Nisan that David fell into the abomination of adultery. It's a time when you change your mindset. Get away from old religious thinking. Is that right? Old religious mindsets. It's a time that you ask God for forgiveness in many areas of your life. And ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you, where is it that I'm running short? It is a time that you step up your praise. Judah means praise. Judah means first to fight. That's the Marine Corps logo. First to fight. Is that right? It's a time when kings do what? Go to war. You're in that time cycle. You're in that season. And I believe when you obey God, I believe the blessings and the healing and the deliverance and the salvation will fall in order. It's a time when you apply the blood of Jesus Christ. Is that right? Exodus 12, Revelation 12, we overcome Satan by the what? And we love not our what? Oh my God. Just those brief moments that I gave you. Amen. Should say in your heart, I think I'm going to take a look at that Hebrew calendar. All he did was gave me just one look. Now whether he gave me enough, but he made it clear. He wanted me to do my own research. And before I end, I want to say this. The Hebrew calendar, give in your spirit, who wants to govern their lives on a daily basis by some El Hombre Lobo, in Spanish, some werewolf, or some god of abortions and miscarriages and abominations, satanic sacrifices, satanic rituals, who wants to govern their lives? I believe that God wants us to change our mindsets.
Yes.
And hear His prophetic calendar. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Give Jesus a prayer. Amen. Amen. I just want to pray. Amen. What's on my heart is tonight to minister strongly in deliverance tonight. And I just want to pray for you, for the saints who are here. Father God, in Jesus Christ's name. Father God, I stand upon Ephesians 4:11, that you will begin to perfect the saints. You will equip the saints. And I pray, Father God, that you will give them an understanding, 1 Corinthians 12, of a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom, discerning of spirits, to get the faith and even mysteries. And I pray that, Father, that many of them, O Lord, would have an unction to have study and understand the gifts of the Spirit. Father, we pray that many will have an unction to go and study dreams and visions, and understanding of godly dreams and visions. Because, Father, you're communicating to us according to Acts 2 and Joel 2 in those areas in these end times. And I pray for them, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that your Spirit will, in the midst of this feast of Passover, your Spirit will begin to move upon them and let them know that the authority and the power that they walk into, that the enemy is trying to deceive them and lie, that they don't have that authority and power, but you're on the inside of many of them, and you've given them that authority, and you've given them that power. And I pray, Father, there are many here who are trying to find the house of the Lord. They're trying to find a godly church where they can grow, where they can be planted, where they can build. And I even pray for them, Lord, that you will begin to lead them by your Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, I pray that you will bring a stirring in the hearts of many for their tongue language. Father, there have been many who said, I don't have a tongue language, and I desire that tongue language. And I pray a stirring in the midst of their hearts in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we pray that the healing ministry will begin to manifest in many as they step out on faith to pray. And Lord, but I will pray that they obey protocol and that they submit to the authority of the house and they learn to submit to the leadership of the house. And I will pray not only the gift of healing, but they will get an understanding of the ministry of deliverance in the name of Jesus. That, Father, that they won't fear the enemy, Lord, but they'll begin to realize the authority and power that Jesus Christ has given them, even over the devil, in Jesus' name. And, Father, we pray that many will begin to get an understanding of the gift of prophecy, and that many will be activated and released in how to prophesy, and how to prophesy for edification, exhortation, and even comfort in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. And I pray for many, Lord, who are sitting to transition or to shift geographically. And I pray in Jesus' name that they will not move unless they know that their steps are even ordered by you in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we pray that you will begin to stir up fasting and even a war room, Father, for many, that many could get along with you and begin to pray and begin to cry out for family and friends and those they love in the name of Jesus. I pray a stirring of intercessory prayer. I pray that you will raise up gatekeepers who will stand at the gate, dear Father, with intercessory prayer and will stand strong in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, we pray in Jesus Christ's name for many that are here, God, that you will begin to raise them up for this end time apostolic prophetic thrust, for this end time harvest, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I even sense that many are here. They're having dreams of fighting and warring in the military, having dreams about being a secret service aide and a police officer. And Father, we know that you are telling them about they are part of the end time army. That the end time army that you are raising up, we are special ops, we are special operations for Jesus. And Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will begin to stir them up, God, and raise them up. Let them come forth with an apostolic prophetic boldness, Lord. Let the righteous be bold, even as a lion, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we pray that we will step into greater days, and many of them that are here will step into greater days of raising the dead and casting out devils. And we even pray that many will get out of the wheelchairs, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray for the greater works. The greater works of the early church will begin to manifest even in this house and even in Lake Hamilton, God. We pray that many will come and be set free, God, from all types of sickness and all types of diseases and all types of infirmity in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for them right now in Jesus' name, that you will stir your army, that you will move upon your army. We pray the Father, the Holy Spirit will begin to move upon them, Lord, and they will begin to do tremendous signs and wonders. But we pray for holiness, Lord. We pray for holiness. We pray for, Lord, holiness to begin to move even among the people of God at this last hour, God. Holiness, Lord, holiness, Lord. This is what our cry is as we minister, God. Holiness, holiness, holiness before you in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray that those who travel here, God, that you will bless them, God, that you will empower them, that you will equip them, that you will activate, that you will release them for the ministry and for the work and for the call and the electoral call that you've called even upon their lives in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I just bless these people, God. I pray blessings upon these people. I pray equipping, perfecting Ephesians 4 among these saints, O Lord. And I pray, God, you will raise up this end time army, the army that will be unprecedented, an army that will be unheard of as never before in the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray, Father God, even the words of Maria Woodward Edda, that they don't worry about slander or gospel backbiting. Father, we pray the words of Miss Maria Edda when she said, they slandered me, they went against me, they gossiped against me, but I had such a relationship with Jesus that they could not out-miracle me. And Father, we pray, God, that they will be strong against diversion and strong against fiery gossip of the enemy and spoken word curses, Lord, that come to strike them in the back, suspect them in the spirit, that they will stand strong and they will be fearless in these end times and they will be equipped again and empowered in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, Sam, give them all strength. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Equip your people, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, give the Lord enough praise.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.